الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the last time that we came to you, we were talking about some of the wasaya that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us so that we can be successful in this life and the next life. And we talked about the wasiya of al-ghadab or anger. Today insha'Allah ta'ala we're going to take another one of the wasaya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so as to collectively study it, in the hope that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq in this life and in the hereafter. This wasaya comes to us from the companion by the name of Sa'id ibn Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's been collected by Al-Imam Ahmed in his book Al-Zuhud. Sa'id ibn Yazid said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيك أن تستحي من الله كما تستحي من الرجل الصالح من قومك. The Prophet said, I advise you. The man came and he said, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. The Prophet said, I advise you to be shy and bashful from Allah, to have haya with Allah as you have shyness with a righteous man from amongst your people. Today's wasiya is the wasiya of al-haya, modesty, shyness, bashfulness in al-Islam. The ulama of the language, they say that this word al-haya, or modesty, it comes from the word hayat, which means life. Hayat is dunya, the life of this dunya. Also from the word of haya is the word haya, which is another name for rain. And they say that the hikmah, that the word is called haya, modesty is that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain from the sky, and that rain when it comes down, it gives life to the earth, and to the animals, and to the vegetation likewise. When Allah ta'ala sends the haya, or modesty, and He places it in the heart of His servant, He gives it life. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not give haya to the person's heart, then that person will be dead, even though he's living, walking on the face of the earth. And this hikmah could be understood in the hadith that's been collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari on the authority of Abu Musa, Abu Mas'ud Al-Badri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that the Prophet said, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسِ مِنْ كَلَامَ النَّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَهِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Verily from what the first prophets left for their people was the statement, if you have no shyness in your heart, if you have no shyness, then do as you like. How else, ikhwan, can we explain the behavior of the sons and daughters of Adam when we look at them? When we see a man choosing to be an homosexual and he wants to be with another man, he has no hayat. A woman is a lesbian and she wants sexual relationships with another woman because she has no hayat. The British diplomat who tries to smuggle into the country videos of small children having sex being done to them, he has no haya. Those of you who are coming to our masjid in Brixton, the front line, it's not uncommon for us to see Muslims at the Brixton train station drinking beer and khamr. A man 50 years old from Algeria, Muslim, 50, walking around drinking beer with urine in his pants because he's a hayat, no hayat. So he does as he likes. As for the virtues of al-hayat in al-Islam, there are too many. But suffice it to say that from the hadith that was just mentioned, we understand that al-hayat was something that all of the prophets brought to their people. It was a dawah that they all gave to their people to have modesty. Also, we find that this haya is from the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of the human beings on. They will keep this haya in their heart as long as their environment doesn't change it. When we look at Surah Al-Taha, Taha, ayat 121, Allah Ta'ala says in this surah, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَاتَّفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. Our father Adam and Eve, Allah said when they ate from the tree, their nakedness became apparent to them. So they begin to take the leaves of the paradise in order to cover up their nakedness. A natural desire to be shameful to walk around naked. That's the first prophet, Adam. We look at the last prophet who was sent in the succession of prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his companion Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has described him for us. And alhamdulillah, our ummah is a ummah that we know everything about our prophet. We know how he slept, ate, talked, walked, whereas the other people are alive. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri described our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim. He said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَشَدَّ هَيَاءٍ مِنَ الْعُذْرَاءِ فِي خِذْرِهَا. The Prophet was more shy than a virgin girl in the inner recesses of her home. That place where people don't have access to her, he was more shy than this woman. It's from the fitr of the Anbiya. From the verses of Al-Hayat is the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ has told us that's been brought to us by Abdullah ibn Umar. In Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet passed by a man from the Ansar who was rebuking his brother because of his shyness. And the Prophet said to the one who was speaking badly to the one who had shyness, دعه فإن الحياء من الإيمان. Leave him alone, for verily this modesty is from an Iman. So the 70 semi branches of Iman that the Prophet had told us about, the highest branch being La ilaha illallah, and the lowest one taking something harmful out of the street, somewhere in their fall, the branch of Al-Hayat. It's from Al-Islam. It's from Al-Iman. In another authentic hadith, on the authority of Zayd ibn Talha, been collected by Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا وَخُلُقَ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاةِ. Every single deen, they have a khuluq, a characteristic that they were known for, famous for. And the khuluq of al-Islam is modesty. The khuluq of al-Islam is modesty. The Prophet told us in yet another hadith, explaining to us the virtues of al-haya, in a hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Imran ibn Hussein, رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said, الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير. The one who has modesty, modesty will not come or bring you anything except good. So if you are a person who has modesty, you are a person فيك خير وأنت على خير وبك خير. Those are some of the verses of حياء. Now the natural question that presents itself is, how are we to have hayat? And to whom should we have this hayat? Because in the lives of the Muslims, we see that this hayat has been taken out of the hearts of many of our brothers and sisters. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not make us of the khasirin, the people who have lost their hayat. You all know and you'll agree with me that any time a person has a place of respect in your eyes, he has a place that is elevated and honored in your eyes, the more elevated he is, the more respectful he is, the more haya that you will have towards that person. Those of us who own pets, whether they're cats, rabbits, fish, birds, whatever pet you have, you're not shy to carry on in front of your pet. You're not shy to walk naked in front of your fish because you don't respect his intellect. He has no intelligence. Our small children who do not know anything, we act certain ways in front of them without being shy, because they have no intellect. But when we have a scholar in our presence, our haya is more for the scholar than it is for the jahil. Our haya is more for the jama'ah than it is for one person. Our haya is more for the Muslim than it is for the kuffar. That's why some of us act certain ways with the kuffar, and we don't act that way with the Muslim. So with that being the case, ikhwan, the first one who deserves this hayat is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-khaliq al-wahid al-sahar. The Prophet ﷺ, the sahabas came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, awratuna ماذا نأتي منها وماذا نترك. Oh prophet, our aura, that part that shouldn't be seen. Who should we allow to see our aura, and who should we conceal our aura from? He said, لا يرين أحد أورتك إلا زوجتك أو ما ملكت يمينك. Don't let anyone see your aura, Abdullah, except your wife, not your girlfriend, except your wife, or what your right hand possessed, your slave. So they said, القوم بعضهم يكون في بعض. The people sometimes were mixing together. Maybe we're fishing together. Maybe we're swimming together in the local pool. What do we do then? He said, لا يرين أحد أورتك. Do not let anyone see your aura. After that, the man said, وَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنْ كَانَ الْمَرْءُ خَالِيًا. O Messenger of Allah, what if one of us is by himself? What should he do? The Prophet said, and this is the basic hadith, this is the point. The Prophet said, اللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُسْتَحْيَ مِنْهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah has more right that you are shy of him than the people. So do not let any of you listen to this hadith and then you focus upon only hayat with Allah is covering yourselves up when you come out of the bathroom. La. Al-hayat towards Allah is greater than that. As the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud has explained to us, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet said to us, استحيوا من الله حق الحيات. قالوا يا رسول الله إن نستحي والحمد لله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس ذاكم ولكن الاستحياء حق الحياء هو أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعى وتحفظ البطن وما حوى ولتذكر الله وتذكر الموت والبلى ومن أراد الآخرة ترك زينة الدنيا فمن فعل ذلك فقد استحيا من الله حق الحياء. رواه الترمذي. Listen to the meaning of al-haya with Allah and its Islam. The Prophet said to the companions and to you people, be shy from Allah. Be modest with Allah. So the people say, O Messenger of Allah, we are modest with Allah. We do come out of the bathroom and we cover ourselves up. After having relations with our wives, we cover ourselves up. The Prophet said, this is not the haya that I'm talking about. Be haya, the true haya with Allah means to protect the head and everything concerned with it. And to protect your stomach and everything that you put in it. And to remember death and the fitna of death. And whoever wants the akhirah, then let him leave alone the deen of the dunya. Whoever does that, he has truly had haya with Allah. So therefore we protect our heads, ikhwan. And we don't make ghibah. And we don't look at the haram. And we don't listen to music. And we don't listen to the deviant. We do not go to the meeting of Umar Bakri and the deviant. We don't give our ears to the deviant people who are destroying Islam with their own ears, with their own hands. We do not smoke reefer. Protect the head and everything concerned with it. Do not learn Sufism, Ya Abdullah. Protect the head. Do not sniff cocaine. And protect the stomach. This is the meaning of al-hayat in al-Islam. To practice Islam. After having hayat with Allah. After having a hayat with the one we love and respect Allah. We have hayat with the malaika of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Verily, over you people are those who are hafidin, who are preserved everything you're doing and everything that you're saying. They are honest and they are writing. They know all that you do. We all know that Allah's creation of the malaika is greater than our creation. If we were to ask every single person in this masjid right now, unfortunately from the jahil of the Muslims, wallahi, the majority of us would not be able to name 5 names of the malaika of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whereas Allah ta'ala has created some malaika who know all the names of Bani Adam from the first to the last. No doubt their creation is greater than us. So we deserve, if we were intelligent, to respect them. If we had haya with them, then some of us will curtail our behavior. Some of us will be more careful with what we're doing and how we're acting. How is it, Ya Abdullah, that the Muslim man who has taken the Muslim girl in marriage, and then he becomes upset with the girl, and when arguing and becoming angry, says to her, you fat ass bitch? How do you allow yourself to say to a Muslim woman, you fat ass bitch? Allah has honored her with al-Islam, and Allah has dishonored the ass in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, Inna ankar al-aswat la sawtul hamir. The worst sound is the braying of the ass. Look at the noble Quran, that's the translation. The braying of the ass. Allah has just honored the ass. He said in the Quran in Surah Jum'ah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ هُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلَ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ الْأَسْفَارَ بِيْسَ الْمَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ لَا كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. The example of those people who have been given the Torah is like the example of the ass who has been given books. What an evil example. What an evil similar to. Allah has likened them to the ass. How can you call your wife a bitch, a dog, after Allah has honored her and dishonored the dog in Al-Islam? Allah described the kuffar in the Quran as dogs when He said, فَمَثَلَهُ كَمَثَلَ الْكَلْبِ إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُ يَلْهَثْ. Their example is like the example of the dog. If you bother him, he'll pant. If you leave him alone, he'll pant. The Prophet has dishonored the dog by saying, whoever keeps a dog in his house, his salat won't be accepted. Whoever keeps a dog in his house, the angels won't come to his house. You have a dog in your house? Your wife is a dog? The Prophet has said, don't make sajda like the dog. Don't make sajda and put your arms out like this on the earth. He described the one who gives a gift, and then he takes it back. He said, he is like the dog who has vomited, and then he licks up his vomit. If you have respect and haya for the malaika, wallahi, you wouldn't use this language. It's Allah, Ya Abdullah. After that, ikhwan, the Muslim is the one who realizes he has to have haya with the people, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims. Because of the original wasiyah of the Prophet when he said, تَسْتَحْيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ كَمَا تَسْتَحِي مِنَ الرَّجُلُ الصَّالِحِ مِنْ قَوْمِ. Be shy from Allah as you are shy with the man who is righteous from your community. In another hadith, on the authority of Nawas ibn Sam'an, collected by an Imam Muslim, the Prophet explained to us how we have to be shy from the people when he said, Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The man came to the Prophet and asked him about al-birr and al-ithm, righteousness and evil. The Prophet said, al-birr husnul khuluq, wal-ithm ma haka fi sadr, wa karihta an yabtala alayhi an-nas. Righteousness is good character. And al-ithm, the evil, is that thing that stays in your heart because you have haya and you know it's wrong. So it stays in your chest. And you hate for the people to know about it. Many of us don't know what some of you are doing with your family and what you're doing in the privacy of your own home. We don't know. So because of that, if the people were to know, you would be embarrassed. So therefore, ikhwan, we have to be embarrassed from the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the hayat for Him, the hayat for the malaika, and the hayat for the nas. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الثَّبَاتِ وَالسَّدَاةِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. إخوان, the deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى is a deen that has shown the human being how to be in the middle course concerning all of their affairs. Now you have seen that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had haya, and he was more shy than the virgin girl in the inner recesses of her house. And you've heard how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered you to have haya, and he has encouraged you to have haya. But at the same time, there were times when the Prophet has explained to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shyness is haram. There are certain times when it is haram to have shyness. It is not permissible to have shyness, ikhwan, when it comes to giving the dawah to this deen. There has to be from amongst us a group of people who have the nerve and they have the audacity and the courage to stand before the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to call them to the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They have to have the courage, because if they didn't, then there will be more facade in the earth than there will be al-islah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yasin that He sent two of His messengers to the people, and the people disbelieved in them and they rejected them. And then He increased those two with a third one, and the people still were obstinate. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told us about one of the people from those people who were getting dawah, and Allah said about him, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلَكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أَأَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِنْ يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرٍّ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ إِنِّي إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونِ قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. Allah Ta'ala said that a man from these people came from the furthest part of the Medina, running, hurrying up to give the dawah because of his virtue. And he said to his people, O my people, follow these messengers. Follow the ones who do not ask any wages from you. They don't want your money. And they themselves are on huda. And what is wrong with me that I shouldn't follow al-Islam with the tawheed of al-Islam and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is wrong with me that I shouldn't worship the one who has created me? And to him you all will return. If I were to follow other than that, verily I would be clearly astray. Verily I believe in your law. So listen to what I'm saying. Allah went on to say that it was said to him, enter into Jannah. The Mufassirun of the Quran said that the people killed the man. So after getting killed, Allah Ta'ala entered him into paradise and he said, oh, if my people only knew what my Lord has honored me with and made me from those people who are honored. The worst thing that these people can do for us or to us, ikhwan, is to kill you. And if they were to kill you, that's your reward if you have ikhlas. You're going to paradise. And if they don't kill you, what's the problem? We cannot be afraid to give dawah to the people. Another time when we can't have al-hayat is when we have to order with the ma'roof. We have to order with the ma'roof and prevent the munkar. Some of us come from cultures where the people are bent and keen on following the culture over Islam. Go to Somalia, go to Egypt, to Sudan, Algeria, Morocco. Here in this country, they bring their culture to us, new Muslims. When you go to the brother's house, you don't smell the fragrance of the sunnah. When you go to his house, his wife who has no hijab on comes to shake your hand. It's not befitting for you at this time, Ya Abdullah, to be embarrassed. Order with what is right and prevent the munkar. And say to that brother that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَنْ يُطْعَنَا فِي رَأْتِ أَهَدِكُمْ بِمَخِيطٍ مِنْ حَلِيدٍ بِمَخِيطٍ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمِسِ امْرَأَةً لَا تُحِلُّ لَهُ. For one of you to be knocked upside of his head with an iron pipe, that's better for you than to touch a woman who is haram for him. You want to give a brother some money, and you don't trust the brother. So you say, أخي, let us write it down. Don't be shy to write it down. Don't be shy, whoever he is, to write it down. Do not have shyness when it comes to giving people their rights and taking the rights. The Prophet ﷺ said in another authentic hadith, لَا يَمْنَعَنَّ أَحَدًا هَيْبَةُ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقُولُ بِحَقًّا إِذَا عَلِمَهُ
أو شهده أو سمعه. Do not allow any of you people to allow the fear of the people to prevent him from saying the truth if he knows the truth, or if he witnessed the truth, or if he hears the truth. Do not let the fear of the people prevent you. Your reward is with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't be afraid of these people. Lastly, ikhwan, but not leastly, we cannot have haya as it relates to getting knowledge in al-Islam. Everyone has been born jahil, and we have to educate ourselves. So the shaykh comes, who's calling to the Quran and the Sunnah, according to the minhaj of the Sahaba. And there are those of us who have questions, and we're afraid of asking the question in front of the people out of fear that we're going to be looked at as being dumb or stupid. No haya when it comes to learning Islam. The Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ لَا تَعْتُوا أَمَاءَ اللَّهِ فِي أَدْبَارِهِمْ. Allah is not shy of the truth. Do not have sexual relationships with the handmaidens of Allah in their anuses. Ummu Salama came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ هَلْ تَحْتَلَمَ الْمَرْأَى. O Messenger of Allah, Allah is not afraid or shy of the truth. Does a woman have a wet dream? And he told her, you cannot be afraid. You cannot be afraid. The Prophet told us about the three men who came to the majlis. One of them, upon seeing the majlis of ilm, he was talking about Allah said and the Prophet said. He came and he sat in front of the Prophet. The other man was shy, so he sat at the end of the majlis. He was shy. And the third man was arrogant, and he turned away and walked away. So the Prophet said to you people, should I not tell you the story about the three people who came to the majlis of ilm? He said, as for the first one, فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأَقْبَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَمَّا الثَّانِي فَاسْتَحْيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَحْيَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثُ الْخَاسِرُ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِ اللَّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. The first one turned to Allah, and Allah turned to him. The second one was shy, so Allah was shy of him. Allah was shy of him in a way that was befitting Allah's majesty. Not the way you're shy and I'm shy. Allah is shy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَهِي إِذَا رَفَى الْعَبْدُ إِلَيْهِ يَدَيْهِ فَيُرِدُّهُمَا صِفْرًا خَائِبَتَيْنِ. Verily, Allah is living. He is kareem, generous. He is shy if his servant raises his hands for dua, not to give him anything. Allah is shy in a way that befits his majesty. He said, as for the third one, he turns from Allah, so Allah turns from him. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by his greatest name. That name that is Allah ta'ala is supplicated by this name, he will answer the dua. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by that name to establish al-Iman in our heart, to establish al-Islam in our heart, to establish al-Haya in our heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return the mind and the intellect of our brothers who are destroying Islam. We ask Allah by His greatest name to return their minds back to them because they're acting like the Majaneen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the Sunnah of Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to make the Muslims brothers. We ask Allah ta'ala to send down rain from the sky, rain that will purify us, rain that will wash away from us our sins, rain that will get rid of all of this debt that is upon us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله تبارك وتعالى الثبات والسداد ونسأل الله يدخلنا جميعا الجنة.